League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Star 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. That is Marilyn Monroe from the famous Subway great scene in 7 Year Itch. That's when she's wearing the iconic white dress and the subway comes by and it lifts up her skirt and everybody can see all her business.
How come that never happens to me when I'm in New York?
Well,
sad face.
I guess.
Sad face emoji con.
Well, the whole reason why we're talking about this is because Stanford every year brings in these beautiful pieces of art and it decorates all the Stanford downtown area.
Sure, it's pretty cool.
Yep, and this year they have all these beautiful statues that are there, including a 26-foot tall statue, 30,000 pounds, of the iconic Marilyn Monroe with her dress flying up. Here's the problem. Is it cool? Yes. The issue is that she's mooning the First Congressional Church of Stanford, and people are not happy about that.
I mean, it seems like a big oversight, right? When you're placing a 20-foot statue that weighs 36,000 pounds on top of a pedestal in front of something, you figure that somebody would be like, well, the view back here is a little bit, odd, and then they point it right towards the church. I have to say, that seems like a strange plan.
Well, you know what?
I mean, seriously.
Here's somebody that was down at the park looking at this beautiful Marilyn. What she had to say.
Mm. Oh, I love it. It's beautiful. I love the angles. The light is just right now for it. And it captures her spirit.
It captures her spirit. And she says for anybody that has a problem with the way that it's facing.
Yeah.
I don't think it should matter. If it matters to them, they shouldn't look.
Don't look!
Yeah.
Don't look at her underwear.
Yeah.
You perv.
You walk out the doors, don't be paying attention.
26 feet tall, 30,000 pounds,
right.
Happens to be facing a church.
Right. It's right in front of you as you walk down the steps. But, right. Don't pay attention to that.
Here's
don't see any
thing.
Of that stuff.
I'm a huge Marilyn Monroe fan.
Obviously.
Number one on my list this weekend is to go see this.
You wouldn't mind if she was mooning your house, front door.
They could put that in my front yard.
Yep.
And I would be honored.
It seems like giving up a lot of barbecue space, but I get what you're saying.
I mean,
you're a big fan.
Exactly. And it's only there temporarily. Who cares that
okay.
it's facing a church?
Right.
I mean, it's not like it's inappropriate. She's got her underwear on.
Big,
giant,
granny panties,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah.
Very large underwear. I've done some research, by the way, associated with this, and they're up there with the world's largest underpants.
Okay.
They are.
So our question for you this morning is, what do you think about this? Do you think that the church is overreacting and the people are overreacting by the way that it's facing, or do you think that it was a lapse in judgment that they should have placed it somewhere else where perhaps it wasn't looking at a mm-hmm. holy place.
Or maybe just bring the back of the skirt down a little bit.
No.
I mean, I know you're going for realism.
No.
But maybe just a little bit.
What do you think? Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. We're talking about the 26-foot-tall, 30,000-pound Marilyn Monroe statue in the iconic 7-Year Itch white dress that's up in Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's upset. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. It's really split who's upset. Because her backside, with the dress flying up, happens to face First Congressional Church of Stanford.
Well, it turns out that the church is pretty upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some large underwear.
Those are some big moutons.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. What do you think? Is this a big deal that it happens to be facing that way? Hey, Anna and Raven.
Yes, good morning. Well, I'm a great fan of Marilyn Monroe and also a rather great fan of large underpants. So I think somewhere along the line, there's some synergy.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. There's a whole group of people out there that love those style underpants.
I think there's at least four of us.
Yes.
We normally meet on a Wednesday.
Okay.
On the church steps.
All right, good.
Yeah.
That guy. I didn't factor in the creep factor when I was thinking about this.
Well, you know what? It's sparking a reaction.
I guess
all right,
so.
If you will.
What do you think? Is this a big deal? Are they blowing it out of proportion? Or is it just a beautiful piece of art? And, it's Marilyn. You got to just enjoy it for while it's here in Stanford. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. I think you know where I stand.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, do you feel the breeze from the Segway? Isn't it delicious?
That is Marilyn Monroe from the iconic scene in 7 Year Itch, where she's walking over the subway grates. The wind comes up, blows up her beautiful white dress. And now that is causing a lot of controversy in Stanford because they've created a 26-foot replica of that statue weighing 30,000 pounds and placed it directly in front of the First Congressional Church of Stanford.
Yeah, and she's mooning everybody when they walk right out of the church.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Everybody's talking about this. I was at a party over the weekend where I had about like 3 people approach me wanting to know what I think because they know that I'm a huge Maryland fan.
Sure.
And 2, this is all Stanford's been talking about.
Right.
We want to know, what do you think? Are they overreacting by, you know, her flashing her bloomers, I guess we should call it? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I think it's fabulous. This artist is so talented. I've seen his other work. And the Lord created every body part.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
Why would God not give us bums if he didn't want us to wear underwear and show it off?
Why would he give us bums if he didn't want us to show them to the entire congregation?
She's not wearing a thong or anything, so let it go, people.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. If she was wearing a thong, it would be bad?
Well, I think most of those people would really freak out.
Right.
Fabulous.
She's
I love it.
Pro Maryland. Anna and Raven, what do you think?
I think it's ridiculous that people are getting all up in arms about this statue. It's a beautiful piece of art.
I agree. See, that's the thing that people don't know, because I'm a Maryland fan, you know, ever since I was a kid.
I feel like everybody knows. I mean, you tell everyone.
Right. So that's the thing, though, Raven, is that if you are a Maryland supporter and you grew up loving her like we did, you're going to fight to the death for that statue, because you were pumped when they put it up there.
Mm.
I was so pumped.
Yep.
They're just really, really, really large underwear is all I'm saying. Large.
It's an iconic pose. If we were doing, like, what's another, if it was the Statue of Liberty,
uh-huh,
and it was a replica of that,
right,
would we be upset that her backside was facing the church? No.
Well, I probably,
a robe,
probably wouldn't see her in her lingerie.
Well, right.
You know,
yeah.
Her unmentionables.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, that are the size of, like, the front of a bus.
Mm.
That's pretty big.
Raven has been dying to talk about this. The 6 things you can fit in Marilyn Monroe's underwear.
Yeah.
This is the 26-foot statue, 30,000 pound, that's been erected in Stanford for the summer. And people are upset because they've placed it with her basically mooning the First Congressional Church of Stanford.
I've done a little bit of research here now. It looks like the world's largest underpants are for sale right now on Amazon. They cost $19.95, and they size them for a size 98 to 100.
Oh. Right?
98 to 100. So if you're looking for the equivalent of 98 to 100, that means 9 regular size adults or 3 New York Giants offensive linemen, which is, you know, a crowded area, of course. But
yes,
if they were, like, hugging and they were all grouped around each other, that would be one thing. How about a Harley Davidson Sportster? You can fit that easily in that underwear.
Okay.
Which would be kind of cool, right? Or a residential Otis elevator. That would also be interesting. I mean, not everybody has one in their house, but if you do, yeah, you can fit the underwear right around it. Or how about the entire adopted 5th grade class from Roosevelt School, or a Mini Cooper or smart car?
All right. That's it. Those are the things you can put in her, you know, her moutons.
Right.
Sound good?
Sure.
Feel better now that you got that out of your system?
I do, because I was running all these different sizes, and I was like, you know, I really wanted to be, you know, proportionate and accurate.
Yeah, understood.
So thank you.
Yeah.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.